Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
You're welcome to be seated. See, it's good to see so many of the young guys here. Amen. And won't you, we were in church this morning. I don't know who was in church, but some of you guys shopped this morning, I think. And welcome to everybody online with us as well tonight. Amen. And save me tonight, chain breaker. You have to say it with authority. Say chain breaker. I believe the Lord wants to break chains tonight. Amen. And just give me a moment. Just want to sort out all my things here. We need to get a bigger pulpit. Amen. If your Bible is bigger than the pulpit, I don't know if that's to make the devil mad or sad. Or whatever. Amen. Can I ask us for a moment? I really believe that tonight, the message that I have tonight can break chains. And it's not because it's a good word. We serve because it's a good God that gives a good word for a good season. Are you there? And I just know that everything around us is so much nonsense, if we can use that word. And I do believe that God is on the move still. Are you with me? And so we saw, come on guys, we must talk back tonight, amen? And everybody that's online with us tonight, please take a moment and just share the gospel, get the word of the Lord out. And I want to go to Acts chapter number 10. I'm going to start at Acts chapter number 10, just to give you an intro to where I want to go. And then we're going to go to John chapter number 4. And the aim of the game tonight, very, very simple. The aim of the game is to get you whole, to get you free, to get you delivered, to get you on par with what God wants to do in your life. Amen? Can I have just some feedback, guys? Are you there? Okay. So, if you don't talk back, I'm going to let you stand and we're going to preach just standing. Are you okay? Listen, do you know, the Bible says it is good to go to the house of God. It's good to be in the house of God. It's good to take a time and to be in the presence of the Lord. And tonight I want to speak about being the chain breaker, or unchained rather. And I want to show you in Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38. We're going to start there. And then I'm going to jump to, as I said, John chapter number 4. Do you believe that one moment or one encounter with God can break a chain permanently in your life? Do you believe that you can be the chain breaker? Do you believe that you can be the difference? Do you believe that you can be the one that moves and shifts things? And I don't know about you, but I am extremely tired of all of this masks and everything else. I think I've been sanitized more in the last year than ever in my life. And I think even if a devil wanted to sit on me, he cannot sit on me because we have been so sanitized. Amen. The other day, you know, somebody wanted to sanitize, well, they sanitize you everywhere. So I said, listen, I don't have a problem with all the sanitization, but we have to know that there is something that we carry that is stronger than what that thing can wash off. And that's called the anointing. Oh, are you there? Okay, Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38. And, you know, Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38. Who of you believe that Jesus Christ is more passionate now about people than ever before? I believe we have stepped into that season. I believe that we're going to see a harvest. I believe we're going to see restoration. I believe that we are in for a sevenfold. I believe that God is restoring. I believe it's not the time to go into maintenance mode. It is time to go into taking over mode. In other words, God doesn't want to just manufacture. God doesn't just want to maintain your life. God wants you to take territory. Are you there? This afternoon, as I was busy praying, God just said to me, listen, I don't want to maintain anything. I want to grow everything. So please give me something I can grow. Oh, okay. So in Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38, I'm excited about this because I know what's coming. The Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. I want you to see this word again, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Save me, power. Now the word power there, if you are taking notes, guys, is the Greek word dunamis. It means explosive ability, or the ability to move, shape, destroy, or reinvent. The word power. So you have power, you just need to put your gift in the flames. And that is why we are very, very full right now for opening up the church and getting churches open and ready, because there's a harvest coming. And that's why we need to build bigger. That's why we need to think bigger. That's why we need to grow bigger, because a harvest is coming. That I let me prophesy to you. I believe that the buildings in our country is not enough to maintain what God's going to do. And that's why God doesn't want to maintain. God wants to grow. Are you there? Do I have some growing people here? I don't like maintenance, nothing. Maintenance sucks. We need to grow stuff. Are you there? And so God is a growing man. He likes things to grow. And so the word oppressia is an important word for us. And I want to just show you why it's important as we go into John chapter number 4. The word oppressia is the Greek word katadynastia, and I've spoken, I think, a couple of times on that. And the word katadynastia is an interesting word, because it is the word that means, the word kata means to press down. The word dynastia is the word for dunamis. It's the exact word for power. And when you put these two things together, what it simply means is that how Jesus Christ was anointed by God, I want you to see that, anointed by God, healing all, not healing some, healing all, that were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Are you there? Say with me, God is with me. Okay, now I want you to see something. Now again, the word katadynastia here is important for us, the word oppressed, because the word katadynastia, when you combine and you put it together into the context of Scripture, it will mean this. Whenever you are living lower than your potential and your purpose, you are oppressed. Let me say that again. Whenever you are living lower than your potential purpose, and let me just say this, God does not back the plans of man. God backs the purpose of God. There's a secret right there. God does not need to back our plans. God backs His purpose for your life. In other words, if your plans does not line up with the purpose that God has for your life, your plans will fail. That is why everything in heaven and on earth must work under the instruction of God. So if God says yes, He'll pay for it, He'll back it up, and He'll protect it. Are you there? I can tell you, I've run this church, or our branches, not one of them have been run without divine instruction. Because many are the plans of a man, but they fail. It is the purpose of the Lord that prevails. So again, save me, chain breaker. Save me, unchained. You guys need to talk tonight, okay? I want you to see something here. When I thought about this, the Lord said to me, I want to get people back into their purpose. And I believe purpose is key for us in this hour. Are you there? Listen, let me say it like this. The purpose of man is to know God and for God to be known through man. The purpose of man is that we lead others to encounter Jesus Christ as we are encountered through Jesus Christ. In other words, the only thing that we're really lost is how we have been encountered. Can I say that again? Because eventually all things fade away, but only the kingdom of God prevails. Oh, guys, online, throw me some fiery emojis or something. So I want you to see this word oppressed again. The word oppressed, the word katadynastia. That is why I've got a serious problem with COVID-19. Because what COVID-19 is doing, it is telling people to lower their purpose, to lower their potential, to lower their output, to adhere to something else. Are you there? And so, because it's too predictive. Am I the only one? It's too predictive. I can tell you now already, when it's going to be winter season, they're going to tell you that it's the third wave. That's exactly how it's going to happen. And the people cannot believe it. You shouldn't believe it. Are you there? It's interesting that they say, okay, but India has got a serious problem, and we're not saying anything weird about that. It's just very interesting that India was also the place where they rolled out the vaccine first. Come on, guys, think with me. Okay, let me go into the word of the Lord. In John chapter number 4, verse number 28. Are you a chain breaker? Are you an unchained person? Okay, now you have to stand. Listen to this. Then the woman left her water pot and he went away into the city and said to the men, come see a man who told me all the things that I ever did. Then they went out of the city and came to him. Verse number 28, John 4, 28. Then verse number 38, listen to this. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified, he told me all things I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed in him because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard and we know that in this indeed is the Savior of the world. I want you to see, Jesus says to his disciples the following thing. Jesus says, listen, we need to go to Samaria. But Jesus doesn't go to Samaria, he goes to one woman. Because one woman has the power to unchain a whole city. Ah, come on. He goes to one woman. One woman, and it's interesting for me, your Bible is an awesome contradictory piece. Because he goes to a lady that knows the men. She was with six men, and now she comes, she's doing her daily tasks of going to get water. She does it in the middle of the day because she doesn't want to be seen, because this lady is a lady of reputation. And here she goes to get her water bucket, and she does not know that in this day she will not encounter the waters of a fountain of a forefather she did not meet, but this day she will encounter the living water, the springs of life, who himself is the fountain. Oh, come on. Oh, that's good. And one lady that encounters Jesus unchains a whole city. And Jesus doesn't need to go to a city. He just needs to go to one person. And what I'm trying to tell you tonight, that if you encounter Jesus, one person encountering Jesus is enough to unchain a city, a region, a family, a whole society. One encounter. That's why you and I are, come on. That's why you have to be desperate to have an encounter of Jesus. Because once you've had an encounter with the living God, nobody and nothing can stop you ever again. Oh, come on, shout hallelujah for that. And so I want you to see what this lady does. She goes, she talks to the men. She says, that's what the Bible says. She goes to the men and say, come and meet the man. Rephrase, you guys thought you were the men, let me go show you a man. Oh. And many of the Samaritans of them believed in him because of the word of the woman. In other words, there was a group of people that believed just because of what she said. But then you always have this crowd that goes with the rest of them. So you have to see there's three groups of people. The one that has an encounter, the ones that will believe based on somebody else's testimony, and the ones that wants to believe after they've seen for themselves. Oh, come on, this is good. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. I want you to see this. They plead of him, stay with us. He stays. And many more believe because of his own word. So then they said to the woman, now we believe, not because of what you said, but because of what we have encountered. But here's the point. Unless the woman did not encounter Jesus, there would have been a whole city that would have remained unencountered. My question tonight, before I go on, is, will you be the woman, will you be the man that will have an encounter with Jesus that will break the chain of your family, of your region, of your suburb, of your city, of your nation? Oh, will you? Ah, oh, come on. Oh, are we chain breakers? Are we the unchained ones? Because that's what he wants. One encounter with God. This is something I've learned of God. God loves people that seek after him. Oh, come on. I wrote down here, he said, God needs one person that has an encounter with him that will break the chain and break the cycle. You see, Satan is not omnipresent. Satan is not omnipresent. Listen to me very carefully. Guys that are online, light this up for me. Share the gospel. Light, light, light. Listen, Satan is not omnipresent. After almost 19 years of ministry, I've learned this thing about the devil. He is not omnipresent. So if he's not omnipresent, he has got three things working for him. Actually, four things. He's got cycles, he's got patterns, he's got spirits, and he's got people. Let me say it again. He's got cycles, he's got patterns, he's got spirits, and he's got people. Yeah, he's got people. Let me say that again. Cycles, patterns, familiar spirits, and people. And if you can discover what those things are. We had a dog called Yogi. And it was a pit bull, a massive pit bull. I wanted a pit bull because I was thinking, you know, it's a fashion statement. And which it was, by the way. You know, so everything that I touch to myself looks like fashion. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we got a dog called Yogi. Now, the problem with Yogi was this, is that he didn't like to be chained. And the older he got, the stronger he got. Okay, eventually he was a bear to us, kind to us, but kind to nobody else. Okay, can you relate? Okay, kind to us. And I said to Shannon, listen, it's gonna just take something that's gonna trigger the nature of this dog. And we're gonna be in trouble. Because this thing is strong. Are you there? And so where we used to live was every afternoon there would be people that will come and tease Yogi. And so the gate and the chain was enough to constrain him. Until a day came where that what was in front of him was more desirable than that what chained him. And Yogi broke loose, and those that teased him, I think they made new records. Are you there? We might have opened the gate or not, I can't tell you that in a church setting. But the point is, if you desire the purpose of God in front of you, more than the chain that is at the backside of you, you can break the chain by the purpose of God, and what is in front of you can become stronger than that what is behind you, as you understand that God that is in front of you is much mightier than the devil that is at the backside of you. If you can just understand that there's nothing that the devil can throw at you that can stop the purpose of God inside of you, you can break the chain. Oh, come on. And I believe that there are people with me tonight that wants to break the chain. Oh, come on, I have a feeling. Tonight's going to be a good night. Amen? So there's patterns, there's cycles, there's familiar spirits, and there's people. But you can be a chain breaker. Listen, the cost of the chain, oh, come on. The cost of the chain is this. The longer the chain stays, the more expensive it gets. Don't go silent now. I'm going to go to the guys online. Guys online, tell me, is this good? You learning? I know this is the word of the Lord. But the longer the chain stays, the more convenient it can get. The more we explain it away, the more we find reasons for why we have it. And who of you know that one of the first reasons why we don't deal with the chain is because we find somebody else to blame for the chain. Come on. People normally go through three transitions. They blame other people, they blame circumstances, and last of all, they blame the Lord. All of them are methodologies not to deal with the chain. Oh, come on. Tell me if this is good, if you are learning. Are you there? Let me say it like this. Unless you break the chain, it will have a downward spiral. And I believe that every generation has a group of people that are hungry and thirsty enough that wants to be unchained. I don't know if there's anybody like that, but I'm like that. If you use the words you cannot, I'll tell you I'll can. No. There's nothing like you cannot. My mom knew when I grew up, she would never use that word, you cannot. If she said I cannot, I'll say I'll prove to you I can. Are you there? Listen, you have to become more determined. Oh, come on, some of you are just as rebellious as that. Some of you have to become determined. When the world says you cannot, you say I can. When the world says you will not, you say I will. When the world says you cannot do this, you say I can. When the world says I cannot, you cannot be this. Listen, just because the system of this world gave you a C grade in a failed system does not mean that you are a C grade citizen of the world. Oh. I got C pluses in at school, and that was okay because I had cum laude and all my other degrees. You don't let a school degree tell you what and who you can be and cannot be. Are you with me? Oh, come on, who's there? No. Doesn't work like that. So, Samson struggled. Let me give you proof of what I'm talking about, chains. Are this good, guys? Are you learning? I think this is a good sermon. This is good. So listen, let me talk about the effects of the chain. If you don't break it, and I believe that we are in an hour now, we are in a moment now where God wants you to break the chain. You know, we cannot talk about the chain. We cannot speak about the chain. We need to break the stuff. Are you there? And for an example, when I thought about this, the Lord gave me three examples. Very simple. Samson had a chain issue. He had disobedience in his life. It manifested in the form of a lady that he got too close to, that his parents warned him against. The root was not the woman, the root was the disobedience. Come on, let's say it like it is. It's not, the devil is not Delilah. Delilah was the tool that the devil used in the decision Samson took to stay disobedient. It wasn't Delilah's fault. Delilah was just a beautiful girl hanging around muscles. It's Samson's mistake. Are you there? So it cost Samson his call. But because Samson didn't break the chain, that chain revisited David. And David took a stroll one day. And guess what? Same thing manifests. A beautiful woman of another man. And David has the chance as king. He has everything. And he can choose to obey the commands of the Lord or disobey. His king is within his right. But again, he takes Bathsheba for him. Bathsheba's husband dies at the forefront. David's mistake. God says this is innocent blood, and it cost David the temple. He's a friend of God. But God says, no, you have let the chain go too far. Now I take the temple from you. Then comes Solomon, David's son. Same chain. And the Bible says Solomon, extremely wise, was extremely stupid. Because he was wealthy as what can be. He was the wealthiest man that has ever lived. In actual fact, he was so wealthy that he would give gold to the queen of Ethiopia. That was so much, it took a days and days and days to carry. But Solomon made a mistake. He appointed too many concubines. Or he had too much women. And eventually what happened with Solomon was, he, at the end of his life, Solomon served his concubines' gods. So think of me. First it cost the call, then it cost the temple, then it cost you God. Three men, three generations, or three examples, nobody wants to deal with the heart of the issue. Oh, come on. Oh, come on, are you there? I want to call it. Oh, come on, let's just give Jesus a praise offering. I think that's good. Oh, are you enjoying the sermon? I think it's good. Listen, that's a downward spiral of not dealing with a chain. Because eventually you're going to run out of people to blame.
Are you with me?
When my mom had this thing that she always would have done with us as kids, she would always say this. As soon as I would have started to speak to her about things and conditions, she said this. She always said, listen, before we discuss them, let's discuss you. And I think sometimes we need godly advice again. And say, before we discuss why other people are chained, let's discuss why you are discussing other people's chains and not your own. Oh, come on. Do I have your attention? Because the last time I checked, Jesus doesn't endorse gossip. Oh. Okay. So this is my question. You know, often we say these things. We say, you know, this thing runs into my family, that thing runs in my family. Well, it's time that it runs into you. Come on. And I remember the day and the hour and the time where I was anointed by my spiritual father. And as I was anointed by my spiritual father, I said to him these words. As he poured the oil upon me, I knew that there were cycles and patterns in his own life. And so I said to him, listen, you can anoint me with the oil. I'm going to take double what you have. I want double what you carry. And I took double what he carried. But I said to him, there's one thing I don't want. The test that's in your mantle is not mine. And I meant that not wrongly. I understood cycles and patterns. And I understood that there's a test and there was a cycle and there was a pattern within his mantle that I did not want. Come on. And it ceased that day. Come on, are you guys with me? I don't know if I have your attention. But it's because, listen, the reason why I refused the pattern is because I had an encounter. And when I had an encounter of Jesus Christ, I saw nothing of sickness. And so I soon discovered, no. My encounter is a different definition of what I see. And so if divine healing is my portion, then I'm not going to subscribe to anything less. Come on, are you with me? And so I made up my mind and said, listen, not that. And so before he laid his hands on me, I said to him, I'll take everything except that. Because that's your test, not mine. Oh, come on. You see, somewhere you have to make up your mind. It could have run in your family, but it stops with you. Oh. And I don't know what has run in your family. I don't know what has run in your city. And I don't know what's run wherever. But somewhere along the line, you have to say, it stops here, it stops now, it stops in this night, it stops in this moment. And you can say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. Well, there is one simple way to do it. That is to pray yourself into breakthrough. If you're hungry enough, you'll pray enough. It's as simple as that. Come on. So the anointing breaks the chain. I want you to see this. Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38, where the Bible says this, how Jesus Christ was anointed by God, healing all those oppressed by the devil. I want you to see the anointing breaks the yoke. It doesn't discuss the yoke. It doesn't talk about where it's come from. It doesn't talk about its origin. It just says, listen, I am the fountain of living waters. I'm not here to discuss your bucket. I'm here to give you life. It's interesting that Jesus never discussed people's failures. He always pointed them to the source himself. He didn't discuss with the lady, hey, why did you fail 5 times trying to get wholeness? Because that's what the lady was after. She was trying after wholeness. She was trying to get her identity. She was trying to discover her purpose. Jesus didn't even discuss that with her. He just said, listen, honey, leave the bucket. I'm the fountain. That's it. That was the exchange. Leave the bucket. I'm the fountain. She said, listen what she said. She says, he told me all the things I ever did. No. He just addressed your mismanagement of purpose. And you define that as your whole life. Oh, come on. Oh, do I have somebody's attention? Come on, shout amen. Do something. Okay, I want to give you a secret. Are you ready for kingdom secrets? It's not going to be a secret after I tell you, but let me give it to you. When breakthrough is ready, the enemy shifts focus. When breakthrough is ready, the enemy shifts focus.
Have you ever noticed that you can keep kids very busy by taking a mirror and reflecting light? And you can just do this with the mirror the whole time. Like, for example, we have a family dog. And this dog is not what I would like to call, or I would not like to speak about this dog publicly, because it's not a masculine thing. Are you there? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's this little teacup type of dog, and the girls love it. And, you know, so I bear with it, but I don't love it. Are you there? So please don't send me mails when I say that. What I'm saying is I like, who if you like muscular stuff, manly stuff, you know, give me a dog that would want to put up a fight. Not this thing, but what's funny is the dog knows I'm the authority. And so when I will walk in the house, you know, she will run and go to everybody, but when I'm there, she wants my attention. Because she understands who's paying for everything. Oh, come on, who of you guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they can pat you, but I'm paying for the stuff you eat. So let's just understand one another here. Oh, come on, are you there? Are you with me? But I've noticed over time how easily the dog gets distracted, loses focus. And so where we stay there, our neighbors, they've got two pit bulls. And so every now and again, I encourage this puppy. I'm like, hey, go make friends. The Bible says, reach out. Tease, that was just a joke. come on, guys, just relax. The Bible says, reach out to the world. Amen. So I encourage them, reach out, man. Go and speak to them. Tell them Jesus loves them. Amen. So listen, here's the point. The lack of focus gets you battle weary. If you remain battle weary, you'll start to bucket waves when you should have been speaking to the storm. The disciples' problems was they lacked focus. It wasn't the storm. They had authority over the storm, but they were addressing the wrong issue. They were addressing the waves, and they had a wind problem. And they tried to bucket something that Jesus spoke to. It's interesting for me. Can I just throw this at you? It's interesting for me that Jesus sleeps until believers wake him up. Jesus sleeps until somebody wakes him. And so Jesus calms the storm and he refocuses, because where is he on his way? There's a great connection here. Where's Jesus on his way to? He is on his way to Gadara. Why to Gadara? Because he's going to set another chain free. The man at Gadara was chained, but he was about to unchain a whole community. And so Jesus goes for a worshiper. Why? Because that one guy, even though he's chained by the community, he has the ability to unchain his community. And if I can put the scripture together for you, Jesus encounters the lady in John chapter number 4, and he sets her free and she becomes a chain breaker. Then he leaves her, he goes to Gadara, he goes, sets another person free, and they set the whole city free. Because that man wants to join Jesus. Jesus says, don't join me, go and set your city free. Go and preach to them, go and speak to them, go tell them what I have done for you. And the Bible says he goes and does that. And he sets his own city free. It's interesting, the stuff that binds you are often the things that you will use to set free. Oh, come on. Okay. Oh, let me go like this. So the chain breaker was in the chain, but Jesus was on his way. That's why Satan was so afraid, because Jesus was on his way to set a region free. All of the devils in that region was focused on the one person. Why were they focused on the one person? Because the one person had the potential and had the purpose and had the promise to set the community free. You can always tell the size of your purpose by the size of your attack. I say that again. You can always tell the size of your purpose by the size of your attack. Oh, come on, this is good preaching. Give Jesus Christ a praise offering. Asablif. Okay, so listen, David was a chain breaker, but he was with the sheep. Peter was a chain breaker, yet he was with betrayal. Joseph was a chain breaker, yet he sat in prison. everybody in the Bible that you'll see that Jesus ever met with, they were chain breakers. Jesus liked chain breakers. People that will upset the status quo. Oh, may we become chain breakers. May we become the people that like to be unchained. Are you there? And so tonight, I pray this message will speaks deep into your heart. Because I believe that we have entered into a season now where God wants to set the chains loose. He doesn't want to discuss them. He doesn't want to talk about them. He doesn't want to do any of that. He just wants to set people free. Oh. So as I was thinking about this, I wrote very quickly stuff down. I wrote 7 symptoms down. It's going to be so easy and so simple. My time is running. I want to just give you 7 simple things to know when there's a chain and it's time to break it. Are you guys with me? Oh, come on. Let's, everybody inside, let's stand just for a moment. Let's take a moment here. Everybody online, throw your hands for us onto the emoji. Father, I pray right now as we go into these 7 patterns of a chain. Father, that people inside the building, people online right now, Father, they will have the ability to be unchained. Father, I pray right now that your word will penetrate our hearts. Father, I pray, Lord Holy Spirit, that where the people have had resistance, that is the very place that they will have breakthrough in this night, in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, I pray for everybody in this room, everybody watching us online, Lord, that right now in this moment, that chains will start to rattle as we address them. The chains will start to, Lord, literally rattle as they see that their ability to maintain control and damper and hamper and resist the plans and the purpose and the assignment of God over your people is coming to an end. And so, Father, we are already starting to address chains because we want chains to break in this night, in this room, and online, everywhere where people are watching us across the world. Father, I pray that chains are rattling as the Master are closing in to set people free. Jesus Christ still sets free every single person that is willing to let Him make them whole. Once again, if you believe that, say amen and amen and amen. Okay, welcome to be seated. I want to quickly, are you guys taking notes? This is too good not to take notes. Say to your neighbor, tonight I'm getting free. Oh, you guys sound like that puppy. Amen. Come on, say authority. Tonight I want to get free. Listen, the things that you have in your life, you know how blessed you are. There's people that will literally, they want what you have. So we must never negotiate. Listen, you have a healthy 2 legs, you have healthy ears, you have healthy eyes. You've got legs that other people want to have. Don't you think that, listen, if people, you know, I was thinking about it the afternoon as I was driving here. There's people that are currently underground in China begging to have a church. And here we are in South Africa and we have the free ability to actually worship God together. And we want to be afraid of what? Of who? Of whom? Come on. Or you might be saying, listen, I'm too pretty for jail. I know. But then go there and listen to Impact Radio. We're on there. Amen? And, oh, come on, guys. Just relax. Okay, 7 points. Very simple. How to know that there's a chain. Do you want them? Chain, symptom number 1. Has your peace suddenly eroded? Has your peace suddenly eroded? If peace suddenly left, something is wrong. No peace means that there's a peace missing. Because it's called the Prince of Peace. Peace is gone, something is wrong. Scripture for that, Colossians 3 verses 15. Symptom number 2. What are your thoughts saying currently? What are your thoughts saying currently? Are they accusatory? Or are they despair laden? Or are they hope driven? What are your thoughts saying? Because if your thoughts is accusatory, if your thoughts are heavy burden and always despair laden, that is not God. Are you with me? Come on, there's always, I know people like drama, But if a thought is always accusatory and always despair laden, that is not God, because that's not how He works. Then, symptom number 3, is shame or condemnation present, or is conviction involved? Because God convicts, He does not condemn. There's nobody He condemned. He had all the right to condemn you, me, us all. He didn't. Convicts us. Love convicts, the law condemns. Okay? Symptom number four is what you are experiencing God's discipline. And if it is God's discipline, you only need to retrace to the place that you were disobedient. Because disobedience, the Bible says He chastises those He loves. He rebukes those that He finds delight in. If you and I have nobody in our lives that can correct us, then we have nobody that loves us. Because if everybody speaks well of you, I'm very afraid for you. Because so they did for the prophets. Are you there? So it's good to have enemies, because your enemies tell you you're loved. Let me say it like this. Your enemies tells you you are on your way to fulfill purpose. No enemies, you're not a threat. Okay? Let me, point number five, quickly. Is your emotions leading, or are the Spirit of God leading? Are your emotions leading? And I want to throw this out. Emotions are very bad leaders. Very bad. You know, I find, you know, she won't be watching, so I can tell you the story. You know, we have a situation in our family, of one of our family members. I can't tell you, it's going to sound disrespectful, but very old, you know, almost going to be with the Lord, I guess. But, and I'm thinking to myself, at that age, can't be emotionally driven anymore. But yet we find that people hang around in church for 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and they are still emotionally led. They still get upset. They still get offended. They're like, oh, no, I'm offended. That one didn't greet me nicely. I'm like, Lord Jesus Christ, we are in a pandemic. Get over yourself. Are you with me? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, come on. Can I have somebody that says amen? That people are like, oh, you still know, you know, they didn't greet me nicely. They didn't sanitize my hands five times. Listen, get over yourself. Get to church, fall on your knees, worship God. Just at least be next to you, because you cannot solve what you refuse to address by yourself in humility. Oh. Okay, that's good preaching right there. You know, I'm sometimes thinking to myself, you know, the other day somebody came to me and they said, listen, you offended me. I'm like, where? When? Like, no, this is a true story. They were like, no, in 2016 you said this and that. I was like, dear Lord Jesus, are you going to tell me for 5 years you got stuck? I went on with my life. Like, I'm living your dream, so why are you stuck? She was like, yeah, for 5 years. I was like, listen, honey, I think you need to apologize for yourself. Oh, I hit the nerve right there. The word offense, the Greek word scandalizo. The word offense, scandalizo, means to go into a birdcage by yourself and locking the door from the inside out. That's the word scandalizo. The word scandalizo means to walk into a prison cell, lock the key from the inside, standing on the inside and blaming people on the outside. And you're like, no, I'm not going to be free until they change on the outside. God is like, no, you stay in jail. God will be like the Monopoly man. He'll just go past you all the time. Because there's no reason for us to be offended. You should be so slippery of the anointing that offense, rage, bitterness, anger, deceit, malice, that stuff mustn't touch you. Come on, if you're still offended, you're not in the mission of Jesus. Ah, oh, come on. I liked one of the senior men in the body of Christ. He said the other day to me, he said, listen, I'm too anointed to be offended. I was like, okay. I said, please explain. So he just said, listen, I don't have time to be offended, because we're saving people and they're going to hell. Listen. If you can eradicate all the nonsensical communication times that you have, do you know how many people we can save? But people keep us busy. It's time that we tell people, get over yourself. Come help us save some people. Stop talking about emotions and all of this. And, you know, tea was like that and the coffee was like this. And I'm like, dear Lord Jesus, help us. Is your emotions leading you or the Spirit of God? I'm teasing, but I understand emotions. I have a master's degree. I've got a double doctorate and emotion degree. You know why? I live with four women. I understand emotions. And I have a dog that's a female. Five, four, five. It's terrible, I tell you. So pray for me, amen. Ah, come on. And my two elder daughters are absolutely beautiful. And so now boys start to like them. I'm like, listen, I don't like boys. I told my elders yesterday, I said, listen, you're 18, then they might just come here. And if they come here, they better be looking good and being successful. I don't want any pastor's kid here telling me, you know, and if they think they know the scripture, they need to think again. Because I know the Bible. But there's no cheapskate little boy that's going to come there. Are you there? Okay. I just felt I needed to counsel myself as I was sharing that. So... But you know, that's a problem with pretty girls. So I'm like, honey, and you know, they're so sweet. They were like, oh no, dad, you know, they're innocent. They're gentlemen. I like, listen, they're not gentlemen. They're dogs. All of them. All of them. I know, I was 16. All the men say, amen, because it's true. I said, no, they're dogs. All of them. 16, 17, 18, they have more demons than hormones and more hormones than demons. We will cast out every single one of them. None of them can get into this house. Are you there? Are you with me? Oh, can I have an amen? Where's Pastor Eric? Pastor Stefan? Come on, they're the uncles. Are you there? I just know one thing. I have three daughters. I'm going to be crazy wealthy because they're going to bring me Lobola. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm teasing. But it's true. Okay, point number six. Is your emotions truth according to God's word? Or is it truth according to your understanding? And I've often found this, that is your emotions truth according to God's word? Or is your emotions true to what you understand? Are you with me? And going through life long enough, I have learned that there's people that they make decisions based on temporary situations. They make permanent decisions. Very bad. My dad always gave me this wisdom when he was on the planet. He said, never make a permanent decision on a temporary situation. And never negotiate your future based on a temporary. Let me say it like this. Never discuss the land when you're still on the waves. Because the land can be conquered still. Are you there? Are you with me? The Bible says, is your emotions truth according to God's word? Or is it truth according to your understanding? And then the Lord just quoted the scripture to me. Proverbs chapter number 3. Lean not. Lean not. Lean not unto your understanding. But acknowledge me in all of your ways. And I shall direct your paths. Lean not. But God, I think it's like this. No, lean not unto your understanding. That scripture means this. Submit your way of thinking to my way of thinking. And if you get my way of thinking, you'll get my heart of thinking. And when you get my heart of thinking, you will see the way I see it. And you will change the way you are. Oh, come on. Who of you know Jesus is the standard? The Father is the standard. His love is the standard. Oh, come on. Oh, let me, last one. To know that there's a chain. Is this good? Are you learning? Guys, tell me online. My people in Cape Town, tell me. Our guys in Durban. You know, Durban feels like another country. I'm teasing. But our guys, yeah, we can have fun every now and again, isn't it? Come on. How do you know that there's a chain? Very simple. Are you seeing a cycle and a pattern being reproduced? Are you fighting the same battles that your parents fought? Are you fighting the same devils that they fought? If you are, you have a chain. If you are fighting the same devil, then you are at the same level. It's time to move levels. And you would have heard in churches, and I want to correct the saying, you would have heard many times people say, new levels, new devils. Not true. It's new levels, new revelation of who you are. It's not new levels, new devils, because devils don't upgrade. People do. Oh, come on, let me say that again. Devils don't upgrade, people do. Storms don't upgrade, people do. Purpose don't upgrade, you do. You understand why you are here and why you are walking this planet. And when you do, that's the hour, that's the moment that you become extremely dangerous. Because now the enemy knows you have figured it out. You have figured this thing out. And listen to me, I can tell you the truth. The thing that you need to figure out, this life is not about money, it's not about status, it's not about things, it's not about possession, it's not about any of these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and God will give you everything. I know, because I'm the other side. I've been there, I am successful, I know how this feels. So now I can tell you the truth. Being on the other side, I can tell you with confidence and with evidence that there's only one thing that matters, and that's souls. Nothing else matters. Oh, come on, are you there? Are you with me? Just shout amen, hallelujah. Do you want to break the chain?
Yes.
Then you have to encounter Jesus differently. It's simple. You have to go further. You have to go deeper. And you have to be more determined. You have to be determined. You have to be determined to encounter the King. Because if you encounter Jesus, there's no stopping you. They won't be able to hold you back. They won't be able to redefine you. They may throw heaven and hell at you, but you're coming back for them once again and again and again and again and again. Why? You've had an encounter. You have been encountered. You know the Lord. And because you know the Lord, you know the standard. Because you know the standard, you cannot submit to. The reason why many people are submitting to standards is because they've never been exposed to another one. So you, come on, can I just throw that out? Do you get what I'm saying? So you can say, Lord, I love my standard. Yeah, you love it because you don't know the next level. So never judge people on your level if there's a new one waiting for you. Because you will go to the next phase of God and you will realize, hey, I was wrong. And so when I started ministry, let me throw this at you. I'll close with this. Then I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to get you free. And by the way, we're doing our Soul Care Advanced course in a week or two from now. It's the 11th of May, it's starting. And I want to encourage every single one of you that you guys join our Soul Care now, our Soul Care Advanced. We really, you know, our first class Soul Care now this morning, we celebrated 456 students. That was amazing. I love that. 86 group facilitators. And we're going again there with Soul Care Advance. And the reason why I want to get into Soul Care Advance is because I want to teach people how to walk in purpose. Because again, when you walk in purpose, the enemy can't stop purpose. He can stop your plans. Can't stop purpose. Hello, are you guys there? Are you with me? So that's why you'll see the links are up. And so join Soul Care Advance. You cannot miss Soul Care Advance. I tell you, it's going to be one of those that you just don't want to miss it. And we're not doing this for anything, any other reason but to empower God's people. Can I just throw a last thought at you? That as you and I are in this pandemic, you and I have to make a decision to draw near to Jesus. Because I think what we have seen over the last year is the wheat has fallen off. The wheat is gone. The guys that relied on church on Sundays are gone. The sons and daughters are left. And you would be reminded that at the end of last year, I said to you, the righteous remnant will be reserved. I said that God has got a remnant of people, and we're seeing that. I'm talking to pastors all the time. We're seeing There's a remnant of people. And we discussed it the other day, that there might be the remnant. But this group of people, and you included in that, this group of people, we have a DNA inside of us. And here is the secret of God. God doesn't like big crowds. He sometimes reduces, I'm not saying He's against them, but He can do great things with not too many people. Are you guys there? Let me say it like this, and I don't mean this weird. I have a passion for the house of God. Come on. I have a passion for the house of God. On Sunday mornings when I drive there from my house here to church, I think to myself, and I see people walking and doing whatever, I think to myself, listen, if you know what's coming in the Spirit, you'll run to church. You know, I often want to stop next to the road and say, hey, why don't you climb in? Because you don't need the jog, you need church. Oh, come on, who's saying amen with me? I tell you, mark this day, mark these words. I tell you, the buildings in our country is not big enough for that, what God's going to do in this country. There will be restoration, there will be revival, and they're going to try fear and intimidation and manipulation and witchcraft and all of this stuff, but still the people of God that will persist in chasing after the Lord will raise up, and there will be restoration, and there will be God moving, and the enemy won't be able to stop that. Are you there? There's already too much proof that He's moving. Under COVID, you know, I just said it to Pastor Stephen and Pastor Eric. Under COVID, our reach grew of 700 to 800%. Under COVID. So thank you, COVID. We appreciate you. Oh, come on, guys, lighten up. 700 to 800% our reach grew around the globe because of something the devil meant for harm. God is changing. Are you there? Are you with me? And so, do I have chain breakers? Do I have people that says, listen, I want to be unchained? And this is how a chain breaker looks like. A chain breaker, in my simple terminology, will simply be this. A chain breaker will be somebody that has made up their minds that they want an encounter of Jesus Christ and nothing less. And once you have one, you will never settle again. Because then there is a purpose inside of you that is greater than the limitation that is around you. Can I just give you a picture quickly here? Just a last thought. Elisha and Gehazi walks out their tent. I just want to give you a thought. And round about, Gehazi walks out and they see the enemy. They're like, whoa! That's a big enemy. And Elijah says, God, open up his eyes. You know the story, eyes gets open. And the chariots of fire is round about Elijah. I want you to see something here. The armies that was against Elisha and Gehazi was on the outside. The armies of God was on the inside. So their immediate circle was God. And so what I'm trying to say is that if you know God, you can be confident on what you don't see. As the enemy is confident in what he sees. Because we all know who's got the upper hand. Amen. Okay. I want us to jump to our feet. I want to pray for us. And then we're going to give to God. And we're going to have a freedom night. Amen. Listen, I also want to encourage every single person. If you have not yet become a member of Empowered Church, it's time to do so. In our first class of this year, we took in our biggest class in the history of our church, and you know, we with our second class, we are heading that way quite quick. So I want to encourage you, the guys, the links will be up, and everybody inside here, if you are not yet a member of Empower, now is the time to do so. Amen. Become a member, become part of the family. But I want to pray for us tonight. I want to pray for us. And there where you are, I want you to to make up your mind tonight to say, I'm going to be a chain breaker. I'm going to become unchained. Oh, come on, are you there? And it is, here is your first step to break the chain. Choose to remove the cycle. And this is how you remove the cycle. Let me give you your first lesson in being free. Speak differently. Speak differently. It's where victory starts. Victory starts in your mouth. Then it starts in your feet. Then it starts in your life. Talk differently. Oh, come on, that was good. You can shout amen to that. So, victory starts with your mouth. Amen. Win your mouth, win your heart. Win your heart, win your feet. Win your feet, win your life. It's true. It's not a self-improvement program, but that's what the word of the Lord says. So, won't you lift your hands, everybody? Everybody online, lift your hands, lift your hands. I want us to pray. And I want us to pray together tonight. I'm going to pray for you, but I want you also to pray. And it's going to be a simple prayer, but I want you to be passionate tonight. And as you pray, I want you to mean business with the Lord. And I want you to make a decision to be free. The guys online, won't you comment your names for me? People that are praying with us. I want to know, just comment your names on Facebook, YouTube, Church Online. Comment, go, go, go. And I want to know just who you are. And I want to pray that this evening, that your mind gets made up. Are you there? Okay, let's pray. Say, Heavenly Father, Lord, I desire a chain-breaking encounter with you. Lord Jesus, I thank you that in this night, the chains gets removed out of my life in Jesus Christ's name. Father, I ask you that in my life, the cycle, the pattern, even the people that are against your purpose, remove them, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I want to encounter you afresh and anew in Jesus' name. Now let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every single person in this building and watching us online. Lord, I want to pray in this night for souls. I want to pray, Lord Jesus, that people will be set free. I pray that cycles and patterns and seasons will be broken in this night in Jesus' name. And Father, whether it's cycles of drought, cycles of pain, cycles or patterns of sickness or poverty, whatever, Lord, I pray in this night it breaks in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for a definite hunger in your people's lives in Jesus Christ's name. I want to pray just this over you, every single person and the guys online. Deuteronomy chapter number 8, verse number 2. Father, I want to pray over every single person. And if you are wanting to receive this, just lift your hands and let's pray. Bible says this, verse 3. So he humbled you and allowed you to hunger so that he may feed you with the wonders which you do not know, nor your fathers know. So Father, I pray in this night that every person, Lord, that are listening to us and everybody inside this building, that a new hunger and thirst will be birthed inside of us for Jesus Christ. Nothing more, nothing less, but a genuine encounter with Jesus. Father, this is what we pray. This is what we ask. This is what we seek in Jesus Christ's name. And if you agree with that, then say, amen, and amen, and amen. Can I give you a testimony just to stir your faith? I want to give you a testimony. This is my testimony. Everybody online, I just want to give you a testimony. Pastor Eric, you can come so long. I just want to give you a testimony. It's going to help every single one of you. When I started in ministry many, many years ago, when I started, I had this thought in my heart. That once I encounter Jesus, nobody can take that from me. Are you with me? And so I went on to, this was my road. I started to chase after God in prayer. I'm not saying you have to do that. I'm saying that's what I did. So I chased after God in prayer for weeks and months on end. And so, long story short, just one morning, early on a Saturday. I can remember the day and the date and the time. It was 5 minutes to 6 on my birthday in 2006. I went as always to go and pray. And as I prayed and I said the first words in the spirit, I had an encounter of Jesus Christ. I never knew the night before that the next day I'm going to encounter Him. But it changed me forever. And so the point is, if you have one encounter of the Lord, and from that day we've had others, but the point is, when you've had that, nobody can take that away. Come on, are you there? You've met Jesus. You are like the lady of Samaria that says, listen, come meet the man that told me everything. And once you have that, there's no power in hell that's stronger than that. Oh, come on, give Jesus Christ a praise offering. Pastor Eric, thank you so much.
As you take your seats, come on, let's just bless the Lord again. Can we do that? Thank you so much. Can we bless the Lord with our giving tonight before we wrap up our service? And just give unto God. I want to pray for you as we do that. I want to ask you, whatever you're giving to the Lord tonight, why don't you just take that in your hand? If you're giving electronically, then just hold out your device. Everybody online, I want to pray for you as well. And just bless your giving in this evening. Father, thank you. It's my privilege to pray for every single person that gives unto you in this evening. Thank you for faithful tithers. Thank you for people that commit themselves to the work of the kingdom and sow into this ministry and into this house. I'm going to pray for people tonight, Lord, as I feel you leading me, just to bless them for their faithfulness and their obedience to your word. Thank you for every single cent sown into your kingdom. Thank you for the absolute power it carries to transform people's lives and reach communities and bring change in so many places. God, may every single one continue to experience your goodness, your kindness, your blessing upon their lives. And Lord, we want you to know this evening, we bless you with our giving. We're so thankful that we are able to give and sow into your kingdom. And God, we love you with all of our hearts. As we do that, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Can we bless the Lord with our giving? Main lights, please. We've got some giving points around the auditorium, some card facilities at the back if you want to make use of them. Everybody online, the giving details are on your screen right now. Let's take a moment to just bless the Lord with our giving, and then I'll wrap up with one or two announcements. Thanks so much. Bless you. Just a couple of announcements from my side. Two things I just want to emphasize that Pastor Gebert has mentioned already. Our new members course starts this coming Tuesday, the 4th of May. If you want to become a member of this house, if you're saying, this is my house, this is a place I want to call home, we are going to be starting a exciting 30-day journey together on Tuesday. We've got an online Zoom session Tuesday evening at 7. And then from there, we're going to be journeying together for 30 days. And it's going to be an incredible journey. So we want to invite every single person that still wants to register for our new members course. Please do so now. All the details will be on your screen. For those of you that's in the building and you want some more information, meet some of our friendly staff. They're at our first-time visitors point, my right, your left. There's Pastor Stefan and Milani. They'd love to chat with you. And our Soul Care Advance, if you haven't registered yet, please do so. This coming Tuesday, the 4th, we'll be meeting with all our facilitators. And then our course starts on the 11th. It's going to be amazing. 10-week journey, and it's going to change your life. Anybody that absolutely enjoyed what God did in Soul Care Now? Awesome. We're looking forward to what God's going to do through Soul Care Advance. Then two last things from my side. If you are here for the first time, maybe just quick raise of hands. Do we have any first-time visitors in the house tonight? Just a quick raise of hands. There we go. We've got some people there on my left as well. Awesome. Good to have you with us. Please go and chat to Pastor Stefano Milani. We'd love to get your details. Just have a quick chat. If you are here and you've been visiting for some while, doesn't matter. Go and chat to them. If you want any question, if you've got any questions or want any info, we'd love to take some time with you. And then last but not least, next Sunday, we have Mother's Day Sunday. So a special invitation to all mothers. Please note, it's not just a service for ladies. Gents, come with your ladies next Sunday. But we've got our normal three services, 8, 10 and 5. And it's going to be an awesome Mother's Day Sunday. We really invite you to come enjoy the time with us. Bless you. Won't you stand? Love to pray for you. Everybody online that joined us, thank you so much. It's always great to have people watching from around the nation, around the globe. Every time I look on the screen, I see at least one Cape Town member there. So good to see all of you. Everybody from Durban, I see you as well there, Ron. Good to have all of you with us. Everybody that's watching from wherever, thank you for being with us. Continue to share the stream. Get the word out. Share the word of the Lord. And have an awesome evening. Father, thank you that I can pray for every single person that's here tonight. Everybody that's watching online as well. Father, I pray as they go into this week that they will continue to experience your presence with them wherever they go. God, I pray that in this night they will be reminded that you love them so, so much. And therefore we can live an empowered life. God, I bless your people in your name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Bless you. Have an awesome Sunday evening. Enjoy the week. We'll see you next week.
Impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.